here on Regional Radio, and we're going to talk a little bit of golf now with the Moberly Spartan head coach, Jared Van Cleve, as we're getting into spring. Links are starting to heat up a little bit. I know you guys have already gotten to a pretty decent start, Coach Van Cleve. How have things been going for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, we're excited. You know, this is a special year for us. You know, when I started 4 years ago, I had a big group of kids. They were all freshmen. And so now they're all grown up. A lot of them are seniors. So, you know, we've got this kind of sense of it's now or never. It's our time. You know, got something to prove, you know.
Right, right. And I know you guys took on a Hannibal team in your conference, and also they've been a very good golf group for a while. You actually managed to defeat them a little bit. How did things transpire there?
Yeah, no, this was at the Fulton Country Club the other day, and, you know, we weren't sure if we were going to be able to take them, but, you know, the guys did play good. They shot a season low 176, and, you know, we edged them out 179, so... You know, I told their coach, I said, hey, we're gonna enjoy this one because it's been a little while, and it may be a little while again, so we're going to enjoy this one.
Now, I know each individual has certain strengths to their games respectively. Let's just talk about some of the individuals who are having a real strong start. First off, your two-time state qualifier in Bryson Yowell. How has he been performing here?
Yeah, Yowell has been a special kid on our team. You know, he's been there every year to state, all conference, all district, every year. He's been our number one starter every year, every match, and he's coming out strong, you know, out the gate. So he's got a real good start. He's a great leader to our team, and you know, he's got a sparkle in his eye this year. He's got some unfinished business.
What are some of the things he's working on in his game specifically that he's hoping to improve?
You know, a little bit of it is just, well, it's always going to be the mental approach, and that's with all the players. But, you know, how to handle each tee, you know, do I put the driver away? Do I take an iron out? Trying to make those in-game adjustments and kind of that fine-tuning element.
Gotcha. And then who are some of your other key golfers this year that you're hoping to make some strides or who have made some strides?
Yeah. Brent Hall is, in fact, is right on Bryson's heels. He's, like, with our averages, he's within a stroke. So he started out really, really good. He was all conference at the end of last year. And he's already signed to William Woods to play golf next year. So he's had a great start, and I've got high expectations for him this year, and he's really he's starting out really good. Devin Shannon went to a sectional last year, and that was a first time for him, so that was a great experience to get that under his belt. And, you know, he's looking to do the same this year. And we've got another senior, Nick Long, who's been with me since his freshman year, and his game is settling down. He started off just a little rough at the beginning of the year, and but he's settled down, and he's getting into his groove now. And then we've got a final senior who, in fact, started golf with us last year as a junior, never touched a club, but he's an athlete, Camden Stewart, and he's settling in. So he's going to be a great number five for us, and that kind of rounds off our varsity.
Certainly good to hear again, Jared Van Cleve, the Moberly Spartan golf coach, joining us here on Regional Radio. Now, I know we've had a very wet winter, and obviously you do some of the things to get ready to roll for a round. That would be going to the range, chipping, putting, working on those kinds of stuff, shot making. How have you guys been approaching kind of the preparation in for each round?
Well, at the beginning of the year, it was tough. We watched some video. You know, we've had a lot of rule changes come in effect this year, so we wanted to get familiar with some of those. And, you know, we did do some inside putting and chipping, but the guys want to get outside. So if it was 35 degrees or higher, we were outside. So we went out to the course as much as we could. which, you know, I think it was a good thing. But, yeah, I mean, we do focus on short game quite a bit, so we'll go out and just focus on chipping and putting or approach shots because that's kind of the grind of the game. It's not the funnest thing in the world, but when it gets down to it, that's what most of our scores made up of. So we work on that.
And one final question for you, Coach Van Cleve. Any other matches or courses you guys are really looking forward to in your spring schedule?
We've had, three matches. We'll have our fourth on Tuesday. And then we will hit our busy tournament schedule. So April 9th is our Spartan Invitational. We've got a lot of great local business sponsors that help us with that. And then the next day, well, that night, we actually head to Camdenton. The guys love that. We go down there, and we play Elias tournament. We play a Jeff City tournament, a Brookfield tournament. So we really got a lot of good tournaments ahead of us.
Jer Van Cleve, Moberly Spartan coach, joining us here on Regional Radio. Always appreciate the time catching up with you, Coach, and best of luck with the Spartan golf team. We'll be catching up soon.
All right, thanks. Yeah, thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
Well, more coming up on Regional Radio.